Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me. And guess what? We're going to talk about a little mortgages, maybe some bond programs, some exciting things, maybe save you a little money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hello, Val.
Hello, Scott.
Okay. People keep asking about the new bond programs and the existing bond programs and who should use it and who shouldn't use it and why we should use it and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, who better to explain it than you?
Very good. Yes, bond programs are right now probably more popular than we've seen them in quite a long time. But it's not the bond programs of years gone by. Okay. So what I always tell people.
Is that 11.35?
No. But it is a point higher than the going interest rate. Okay.
So that doesn't sound good to me.
Well, no. The only reason that you want to go bond is because of the fact, number one, you fit in the category, your first time home buyer, don't make over the same
bond.
Amount.
Bond. I was going to say, not blonde. You got to go blonde there.
Bond.
Okay. Bond. B-O-N-D.
Bond program. Okay, now you got me confused. Okay, so the only people that want to use it are the people that just don't have a down payment. I mean, period. You're only getting your down payment. You're not getting your closing costs paid for. It depends on your credit score, depends on your debt-to-income ratio and all this kind of stuff. But the normal debt to 4% is about how much you're getting for your down payment assistance. So that's enough for your down payment and just a tad bit of your closing costs. So you still have to ask the seller to pay your closing costs or you have to pay them yourself.
Well, the whole reason you go bond is because you don't have the money to pay them yourself.
True. So then the seller has to help out.
Okay. So realistically, then, there's different programs for different people. But basically, and like a lot of people, probably me included in this stuff, look at my wallet, I think I have $4. So don't say, I don't have a lot of cash. I have good credit, but I don't have a lot of cash. In fact, right. I don't have any cash, but cash flow is kind of limited because I have it all set up. That's why I have good credit.
Right.
So I need to do the bond program. So I'm going to pay a little bit more interest.
Correct.
Which is tax deductible.
Correct.
So that's good.
That is correct. It is a good deal. It is a good deal. It's not a good deal for your VA buyers. If you're a veteran, you go VA.
Yeah.
That's
hands down.
But if you're an FHA buyer, it is a good program for people that do not have their down payment.
Okay, but let's be realistic. If I'm going to ask the seller to pay some closing costs, I'm probably going to pay a little bit more for the house.
Correct.
And I'm going to pay a little bit more for the interest rate.
Correct.
So the only reason I'm going to use the bond program.
Because I don't have the money.
But I mean, the only reason I use a credit card is I don't have the money.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's everyday use for most of us in the world, especially around here, I bet.
Right, right.
So it's a good plan for that.
We do.
It's another plan.
Exactly. It's an option. And you know, the city has an option also where that they have the down payment assistance. That's funny. They have the down payment assistance. The biggest thing about the city program, it's a great, great, great program, but two things. Very, very picky about the property. Okay, I mean, as far as lots and lots and lots of repairs, unless it's a new construction. And they're running short on money for this year. So that one, we do quite, believe it or not, I had like five going at one time of that one just recently. So in the bond programs, I usually keep a couple going at all times. It's not like popular, but it helps people.
Do we still have, I remember one time we had one for the police and fire and that type
yes.
of stuff. It was just
Homes for Heroes
yes.
is what that's called. We got so many. There's like 55 different kinds. You hear the Seth program.
Seth
program is like people that make a little bit more money that they don't qualify for the regular TSHAC bond. Okay, so they can go.
If there's going to be a test in this program, name yes. all the bonds.
Oh, and also. Why you said test. Yes, if you do the bond, you also have to do a homeowner's class that you have to take online and pass to be able to get it. So, and it is a lot of paperwork, okay? But it's a good program. I don't want to, for those people that have no money down, it is in good credit, at least a 640, no 620 on bond, 640, okay? Okay.
Are there any caps on the dollar amount of the bonds?
The biggest thing is I haven't had a problem with the sales price. You can't make over X dollars. And if I remembered and brought the sheet, I would tell you what the X dollars are. But that's where we get into more trouble. I want to say for a family of four, it's like $62,000. So if both people have a pretty good job.
So there are caps, basically.
There
yes.
are caps, yes.
So, now what's the cap on FHA right now?
$271,050.
Okay, I'll tell you how long we've been around. It just stuck in my head. 67.5.
Forever. Forever.
In San Angelo,
it was 67.5 forever. And people whining about 271,050. No, it was 67.5 for probably 10, 15 years, yes, for our whole first part of our careers. 203B,
67.5, mm-hmm. FHA, exactly. 3% down.
So FHA is an awesome program. And do remember, you can get a gift for the down payment. You can't even actually borrow the down payment if you use something for security and you qualify with that payment. So FHA by itself, to say the least, is the best program because interest rates are good.
And FHA and was, we can go to 620 for people that had limited down payment, mm-hmm, and first-time homebuyers is really what was designed.
Yes. And when people start comparing FHA to conventional, the mortgage insurance.
That's what was coming up next.
Yes. The mortgage insurance on FHA is for the life of the loan.
It didn't used to be that way.
Correct. A couple of years ago, they changed that. Right. It used to be only for 5 years. Okay, the biggest thing is about that, though, realistically, how long are you going to live in that house?
Well, me, it could be for a lifetime.
Yeah, baloney, excuse me. For the last five, yeah, the average is 5 years, and you make that average go down drastically. People aren't going to stay in
homes.
I'm
good for the economy.
Yeah, you're very good for the economy, and we love people like you. I do the same thing, probably because of you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it's people just get a little too worried about in 30 years. And I have people, I can't tell you how many times people will ask me, well, what's it costing me over 30 years? Well, hello, you're not going to be there for 30 years. You're not. I can promise you won't be there for 30
years. You're going to be alive
years.
In 30 years, too. So, I mean, that's a good optimistic
exactly.
thing.
That's another thing, is I have older people. And as we get older, it's funny how old is like really, really old, because to me, 90 is not that old anymore. But I have 80-year-olds that come in my office and get 30-year loans. We cannot discriminate because of age. There you go.
So, well, but I mean, that shouldn't be. But you know, I'm still, and you know this, Farrah, and I know sometimes you just can't. And believe me, I've been in this way. I just couldn't. But if you can ever get a 15 versus a 30-year mortgage, and then it's not that I don't always give me the dirty look. I still look at the difference you're hitting on your payment.
Yeah,
on
but
your
okay,
principal.
Hello again. How long are you going to be there?
That's
and
true.
A lot of times people cannot qualify. I mean,
if you can't, I said I know that.
That's right.
But
if
my
you
deal
qualify.
Is even if you're there for a couple of years, at least you've hit a little ding on your principal.
Yeah, if you're putting like 20% down,
yes,
and you're buying well beneath your what you can afford, then I think it's good. But like young families, a 15-year can strap
you. Just like
you.
The bond program was good for people with no money,
yes,
this is probably good for people that maybe have a little bit more money.
Yes. I maybe do 115 a month, maybe.
So you just do more loans.